Australia's political process is being undermined by a disproportionate role for moneyed interests, according to an expert on political donations. Associate Professor Ju Jong Tam says money politics is the disease at the heart of Australia's democracy. Professor Tam from the Melbourne Law School has endorsed a new report called Greasing the Wheels that looks at six resource companies with controversial projects in Queensland. The report documents the donations the companies made and the political access they gained over a five-year period. Despite being state-based projects, the bulk of the donations from the six companies went first to the Liberal Party in Canberra, but subsequently millions of dollars were transferred back to the Queensland Liberal National Party. Professor Tam says the report highlights a crisis in public confidence over political funding and questions whether the elaborate money trail is being used to disguise the extent of the donations, Greg Borschmann reports.
One of Australia's foremost experts on political donations has spoken out about what he calls the corrosive role of money buying political access in Australian politics.
I think the problem is what we see is, in fact, some of the access actually comes about through the payment of money, or is at least facilitated by the payment of money. And I think it does raise the prospect or the risk of undue influence and worse, corruption.
Associate Professor Ju Jong Tam has been studying political finance law for more than a decade.
And what all these amounts to is really what I would dub a crisis of public confidence in how money in politics is being regulated in Australian politics, especially at the federal level.
Professor Tam is from the Law School at Melbourne University. He's endorsed a new report that looks at six Queensland mining companies, tracking their political donations over 5 years and the political access and outcomes on their controversial projects.
These big mining companies in these six projects have donated around $300,000 to the Queensland LNP and around $1.7 million to the federal Liberal Party.
That's Richard Dennis from the Australia Institute, which produced the report. It's called Greasing the Wheels. I asked Richard Dennis what happened to the $1.75 million.
We don't know what happened to those specific dollars. They all went into the Liberal Party's bank account in Canberra. But we do know that millions of dollars have flown from the federal Liberal Party to the Queensland LNP. Whether or not the Queensland LNP thought they were entitled to a return from the federal Liberal Party or not, we don't know. And that's kind of the problem. There's a very big lack of transparency around where this money is going. And it just looks like a big money go-round.
Professor Tam from Melbourne University says there's a risk it's a form of money laundering between the federal and Queensland branches of the Liberal Party.
It is unclear what is the connection between those two, but I'll say this, that there is a risk at least that perhaps that some of this money is actually being laundered or at least being used to disguise the extent of the donations to the Queensland branches.
The mining industry rejects the claim.
Oh, what overblown rubbish, really. You know, some of these academics should get a grip of themselves. All we have here is a set of people and commentators who don't like the mining industry and are happy to jump on this report and present in the worst light a sector that they simply don't like.
Michael Roche is CEO of the Queensland Resources Council. He says all six of the mining companies in the case studies continue to be mired in red tape.
If they were seeking outcomes, they certainly haven't achieved outcomes to date. Companies like Adani are in the 68th month of their participation in the Queensland and federal approval system. Now, extraordinary lengths of time.
I asked Michael Roche why the companies involved in state-based projects would be making the bulk of their political donations direct to Canberra. Then $3 million was transferred back to Queensland.
Ah, yes, but that, see, this is a huge flaw in the report because there is no evidence of what that $3 million was. All the report says is some money was donated by some mining companies to federal parties and that federal parties provided some money back to state branches, in this case Queensland, but there is no direct link proven or drawn between monies donated to a federal party and monies that ended up from the federal party in the state coffers.
The report recommends wide-ranging reform of Commonwealth political donation laws. Richard Dennis from the Australia Institute again.
I think that we need better disclosure laws around donations. We probably should just do what many state governments have done and ban donations from groups such as property developers and miners, whose whole business model requires on getting the right decision from politicians.
But the push for reform is muddied by partisan politics, according to Dr. Belinda Edwards.
This is very much a partisan issue, where Labor has been advocating greater levels of disclosure and the Liberals have been opposing it. Labor does that because they think there's a political advantage in it. The Liberal Party gets a lot more money than Labor does. And Labor, of course, gets most of its money from unions, and it's reasonably happy to disclose that, but it's quite keen to try and force the Liberal Party to be more transparent about where its money's coming from.
Belinda Edwards is from the International Studies Program at the University of New South Wales in Canberra. She says at the federal level, it's difficult to track political donations and access.
We don't actually know about the meetings. We don't know about the machinations. You've actually got to scroll through spreadsheets of thousands of lines of data to try and find who donated money and when. And they've broken it all up into little bits, and it's not reported in a consolidated way where you can go through and say, this company, how much money did they donate across the last 5 years that this issue has been debated in the parliament? You can't do that.
Michael Roche from the Queensland Resources Council says it's important not to target any single industry, but he supports more uniform national laws for political donations.
There is a case to be made about uniformity, so there is not a case of jurisdiction shopping. The Premier of Queensland has spoken of an aspiration of real-time disclosure. Look, I don't think our industry has any problem with any of that. But again, it's not about the mining industry. It's generally about the system of political donations and disclosure. And as long as it's applied fairly across all parts of society and the economy, then we have no problems.
The Federal Minister responsible for Australia's political donation laws, Senator Scott Ryan, the Special Minister of State, declined to be interviewed for our story. A spokesman for the Minister told Breakfast that the government believes it's important that all political parties, associated entities and donors follow the appropriate federal and or state disclosure laws. We'll post a full copy of that statement on our website.